If not,
just okay, go ahead.
With a quick fuse, I was uptight, wanna let loose.
Hey,
I was dreaming.
Did I do the hey right?
My old life behind. Yes. Not a yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Not a follower. Fit the box with the mold and a seat in the foyer. Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder. Thunder.
Oh, I'm sure all dogs everywhere are going nuts.
We can just skip it.
Yeah. No, skip the thunder part. Let's do the next verse.
This is live, people. We're not skipping anything. This is not rehearsal for choir.
Okay.
No, Mom, we have to.
She asked me, son, when I grow old, will you buy me a house of gold? And when your father turns to stone, will you take care of me? She asked me, son, when I grow old, will you buy me a house of gold? And when your father turns to stone, will you take care of me? I will make you queen of everything you see. I'll put you on the map. I'll cure you of disease. Let's say we up and left this town and turned our future upside down. We'll make pretend that you and me lived ever after happily. She asked me, son, when I grow old, will you buy me a house of gold? And when your father turns to stone, will you take care of me? I will make you queen of everything you see. I'll put you on the map. I'll cure you of disease. Queen of everything you see, I'll put you on the map. I'll cure you of disease.
It is Wednesday, my dudes. It is Wednesday, my dudes. It is Wednesday, my dudes. It is Wednesday, my dudes.
Oh,
It's been a week from hell. I lost my job at Five Guys. My girl just kicked me out. She says I'm lame. Maybe she's got a point. Who gets the sack from Five Guys? She thinks I'm so incapable of change. But I can cut down on my speed, give you what you need. Take time to make time, girl. I can stop procrastinating. Oh, be a little more prepared. Show you that I care. I'll love you, I swear, girl. Oh, but tell me if I wasn't broke. Out my seventh day of self-assertion, parading in my Calvins with no shame. Good Lord, I sit and think to myself, I've hit the low. But look around and see no one to blame. Maybe I can cut down on my sleep, give you what you need. Take time and make time. I can stop procrastinating. Whoa, 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 whoa. Be a little more prepared, show you that I care. I'll love you, I swear, girl. Oh, 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 oh. But tell me if I wasn't broke. Like you said you do, yeah. Tell me what I'm supposed to do, 'cause the only thing I need is to be loved by you. Oh,
hello.
Hello. This is DJ Parrot Sticker Street, whichever one you prefer, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So the next song we have is from my friend Sam. He just texted me. He wanted, what was it?
We'll give you three guesses. Hold on, hold on. No, don't look at your text. We're going to play charades now. Ooh, I'm cold.
Wait, it was by Coldplay.
Oh, my God.
Well, yeah.
Oh, it's Trouble by Coldplay. Trouble.
No, come on.
I
really
cheated.
Wanted,
I guessed it.
Trouble. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And after we play Coldplay Trouble, then we have another request. Emily, do you want to talk about that request?
Yes. After we play Coldplay, we have a request from my mom.
Ooh.
So Lonely by The Police.
DJ Lawn Chair, do you want to talk about Kim Burley's obsession with The Police?
No, thank you.
He said no.
He said no, thank you.
I heard that. They picked it up.
Kim has always had a thing for sting.
A thing? What kind of thing?
Thing for
she had a sting.
A sting
for
thing.
Sting.
Oh, did she?
A sting thing.
Imagine if she married Sting, your guys's, who would you guys be?
Oh,
we wouldn't exist.
Oh, okay.
No, you'd be like, yay, yay, rock and roll. Yeah.
No, doesn't
No, no, yeah, we physically
would
not exist.
And a TV show, is it? What is it, Friends, where they, like, meet Sting's kid? Or is that what I'm thinking of? There's one episode.
I have no clue what goes through your mind, Abby.
I dislike I dislike Friends enormously.
I really like Friends.
I don't like Friends.
I have no idea what we're talking about.
I did a collection of vignettes and called it Friends.
Vignettes?
Are we talking about the one with Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah, and, like,
okay, what is it? This is not a talk show.
What's important is that could you like be. The Office. That's the only.
Oh yeah, the Office is good. Yeah. The American version, the U.S.
Brandon, what TV show do you like?
My favorite TV show is probably.
What?
DuckTales.
No, no,
that's up there though.
DuckTales. No.
Probably. One of my favorites is Drain the Ocean.
Oh, yeah, that's
never
pretty good.
Heard of that.
What's your favorite TV show jingle?
Oh.
Oh, like theme song?
Yeah, let's sing a theme
Position
song.
In a pineapple.
Yeah, that's
what it is. Oh, who is a pineapple under
the sea? No, let's start from the beginning.
Okay. We just did.
No. It's ahoy there, mateys.
No, stop. Okay.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Stop.
Okay, stop.
Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain.
Are you? Do you?
Oh.
I can't hear you.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Yikes.
Oh. Who lives in a pineapple under the sea? SpongeBob SquarePants.
Enormous and something and did something.
Wow, we really don't know.
Dance on the deck and flop like a fish.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
La 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 la.
I'm caught in the middle, so I turn to
the next song is a movie that that has come out recently. It's called Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes.
And we're going to play the song in honor of Queen. I love Queen.
Okay.
If you play any Queen song, I love it.
Do you love it?
The movie is about...
they're honking at you.
It's about, like, the main character. I mean, not...
What?
The lead...
What are you talking about?
The lead singer in Bohemian Rhapsody. That's what the movie's about.
And what's his name?
I don't know.
Aerosmith?
Brandon's the one who loves Queen. What is it?
Freddie Mercury.
It's Freddie Mercury.
Oh, I know who he is. I just didn't know he's the lead singer of Queen.
Emily, you know? Does your friend like the part of the song that goes, Mamma Mia, Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia, let me go.
Has the devil put aside for me? For me.
Probably.
Is
this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see.
I'm just a good boy. I need no sympathy.
Because I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little low.
Anyway,
the wind blows doesn't really matter to me.
Mama just killed a man, put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger.
Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me, for me, for me.
Hello, this is Abby, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm here with the PSA, and this is about know your cell phone rights. Whether you're taking your cell phone with you on a walk, in your car, or to a civil protest, you should know your legal rights. The U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled that police must obtain a warrant to search a person's cell phone. However, a phone without a passcode can readily be searched by anyone holding it. And a Virginia court recently ruled that a defendant can be compelled to unlock a device that's protected only by a fingerprint sensor. So consider using a key code passcode and setting your phone screen to lock very quickly when no one is using it, particularly if you expect to be in a potentially volatile situation. While the police can't legally force you to unlock your phone, they can ask you to. And if you do that, you forfeited your rights. The correct answer to a cop's response or cop's request to search you, your vehicle, or your phone is, "No, officer, I do not consent to a search. Thank you." Finally, remember that the police can always ask a judge for a search warrant. So think carefully about what's stored on your phone, including photos, contacts, and app data. You can learn more about your rights from the Electronic Freedom Foundation on the web at EFF.org. A public service message from the EFF and your freedom-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Wow, Abby, that was great.
That was really good.
Had a few trouble with some words.
No, it's okay.
Whoa, yay!
Yeah. So at the top of the hour at 7 o'clock, you only have a half an hour left of us, and I know you're really...
You're bummed out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like really like, oh no.
Why can't they just have their own station and just talk constantly?
By the way, this is 91.5 Medford Tufts Free Farm Radio, WMFO.
Yay. Awesome. So at 7, the big picture will be playing with Derek. So definitely listen to that. And
this is Radio 10, by the way. I don't think we've mentioned that.
So, we typically do Radio 10 at an ungodly hour of 6 a.m. when probably everybody's sleeping.
Friday's
so if you ever want to log on and say, "I want to hear that Life is Fun song," and I can't find it, you know where to find it. It's at Radio 10. Right, Brandon?
Yes.
So speaking of cell phones, what's your favorite app?
My favorite app? Someone else go before me.
Mine is not a game. It is YouTube. I spend pretty much all of my time on YouTube.
Me too.
And Netflix.
Game Pigeon. Yay.
Yeah, I think mine's definitely in the mix somewhere. YouTube's good. Most social media platforms I enjoy.
Or the way you said that. You said it so professional.
Doesn't sound bad. It just sounds weird because I cannot use Facebook. No idea how to use it.
Oh my God.
You know, like, no, it's like a difference. Like the parents' platform usually. Mm-hmm. And then, like, it's just harder to navigate.
We're watching you.
That's a little creepy. Yeah.
So I noticed that
sketchy,
the teenagers,
as my friend Sadie would say it. Sketchy.
They say like recent. What does that mean?
It means like your most recent picture that you have posted.
Because children and adolescents, they like it when you like their pictures because they base their popularity off of likes. Mm. So they like it when you like it, you know?
Yeah. I like
you. You like who
that.
You like.
That's life. Yeah, no, basically, based on how much you like, basically your social status in some people's case, it's some people's way of thinking.
The phone's ringing.
Try to answer it.
Oh my God, this is awful. Okay, you guys talk
while I answer.
Answer it. No, guys.
Hello?
Oh my God, it's Auntie Lynetta.
Oh my God.
Let's see if we can get her on. Auntie.
Yeah, let's get her on the radio.
No, don't plug me on.
Yes, you're on.
Hello?
Okay, I want you to play Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Oh, no. Oh, by Cyndi Lauper.
No. Auntie, yeah. Do you like to have fun?
This wasn't
yes, the- I like to have fun with my nieces and nephews.
Oh, man. Wow.
Girls just like to have fun. I can't even believe I answered the phone and got you on the air. Is she on the air?
Yeah, I hear her.
And this is the air.
This is Auntie Lynetta, everybody.
if you can't hear her and you think we're going insane, please think that.
Okay.
What?
Okay.
Okay.
Please don't.
We'll play you that song if we can find it. Do you know who it's by? No, I'm just
Cyndi Lauper, right?
Yeah.
No.
Girls
dance on wait a minute. Let Auntie talk. Auntie, do you have anything else to say?
No, but keep up the good work. I'm enjoying the show.
Thank you.
You're the only one.
Bye.
Bye. No, it's bye.
Bye.
Don't take this as a cue to call us, people.
Wait, what?
I don't know. Yeah.
That was good. You figured it out.
I know. Can you believe? I mean,
we're still on
air. Can we take calls?
No, I'm not taking calls. Can I just say something? There's way too many buttons. There's way too many buttons.
Well, you figured it out. You did good.
Yeah. Well, I usually hang up on you.
It's just a bunch of levers, pretty much.
Okay, so we got to get to some requests, and the requests aren't, can you continually talk so we can listen?
Oh, but I love the talking.
We should have a radio show.
Just want to have fun.
Let's do podcasts. Like, hey, listen to
it. Oh, that would be so fun. Yo, we should just come on a show and just talk the whole time. We have so many stories.
We do.
You could ask, right? Could you?
Could ask who?
I don't know. Isn't the person
people.
Who runs this?
The radio.
Or is this just anarchy?
It's anarchy. Okay, so somebody asked for like a lot of Lady Gaga. Can you tell us about that, Emily?
My friend Olivia requested Lady Gaga. There's your shout out, Olivia. Because you missed the first one.
What's up,
it's
Olivia?
It was Emily.
Olivia requested Lady Gaga.
Olivia!
Okay, we have to play Girls Just Want.
So this is Born This Way by Lady Gaga. Okay. Here you go. WMFO Freeform Radio.
Love him or capital H-I-M. Just put your paws up. 'Cause you were born this way, baby. My mama told me when I was young, we're all born superstars. She pulled my hair, put my lipstick on, in a glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, 'cause he made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far. Just be a queen. Don't be a drag. Just be a queen. Don't be a drag. Just be a queen. Give yourself prudence and love your friends, so we can rejoice your truth. In the religion of the insecure, I must be myself, respect my youth. A different law is not a sin. Believe capital H.
Don't Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Whether you're broke or evergreen, you're black, white, beige, chola descent, you're Lebanese, you're Orient. Whether life's disabilities left you outcast, but leader teased, rejoice and love yourself today, cause baby, you were born this way.
No matter gay, straight or bi, lesbian, transgender life, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to survive. No matter black, white, or beige, chola or Orient made, I'm on the right.
sweet romance. And she makes you wanna scream, wishing you could get inside her pants. So you fantasize away while you're squeezing her. About the teachers that you hate. And she says she's all alone, and her parents won't be coming home till late.
She's sitting on your face, and Hello.
This is DJ Carrot Stick, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford's Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yes.
So back on the topic.
No, wait a minute. Abby has something to say, and then we'll go on to your topic.
I would just like to add, thank you, Norma, for that song request.
No, we found out Kim was obsessed with Sting. Yeah. DJ Lawnchair, tell us about Norma and Van Halen.
Nobody can hear him.
Am I in the National Archives here?
You grew up with all of them.
Yeah, do you?
She's like Van Halen pretty much from the beginning.
She's like a super fan.
Okay, so back on the topic of planetary awareness, does anybody want to add anything about what we can do to help the environment?
I have something to add.
Yeah?
I did a project in science last year.
Yeah?
This is about bees.
Bees?
Yeah.
Oh, bees, that's huge.
So, save the bees.
Honeybees are, like, going extinct, and without them, they won't pollinate all of our flowers and crops. So they're a very important part of our agriculture and food supply. So save the bees.
Yes.
Hashtag.
On that bees. Topic.
So Brandon, please don't have bees in your room. No, go ahead on your topic.
Okay, so on that topic about endangered animals, there are a lot of endangered animals. And scientists are actually working on... I don't know what it's called, but basically they're taking dead animals.
Oh, no.
Taking their DNA and basically making new ones of that animal.
Oh, genetically modified?
But they're making a saber-tooth tiger, a dodo bird.
Is that actually possible, though, without a live...
Well, no, they have cells. They have, cells.
Yeah, no, I know they have cells, but, how
they're
can
gonna
they...
They're going to take an animal that is the closest related to that animal. They're going to take... And there's just a lot of, really cute animals that are going extinct, and there's so many animals going extinct. It's just very sad.
It's a shame. Humans are ruining the earth.
Yeah, and deforestation, that's a problem.
That is...
Look, it's Wednesday. I don't want to get too depressed, but... So now so thank you, Brandon, for your
thank
thoughts.
Thank you, Brandon.
Yeah. And hopefully we could do whatever we can for the endangered species.
Yeah.
And so now let's turn it over to Abby for her 3 minutes of airtime.
Okay. My airtime, I'm going to be on the topic of marching band. I take place in the activity of marching band. You guys can be hate on all you want. So this year, our theme is Greece. And
Grease lightning.
It's pretty good.
Summer loving.
Yeah, that's actually one of the songs that we play. You're the one I want. Summer nights. We play this song called Wipeout by the Sepharis. And
Grease
that's
lightning.
Like an older one that doesn't have much to do with Grease. And then we do Grease Lightning in a mix of We Go Together.
Can I love add it. Something?
You're the one that I want.
There's one thing that confuses me about Grease the most. Mm-hmm. So, like, in this one scene, there's this car, and the guy calls it Grease Lightning.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The one thing I don't get, they name the whole play, movie, whatever you want to call it, after that.
Like, Grease. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, Grease.
They also use a lot of hair grease.
Yeah, the grease in their hair. You know how they comb back their hair and it's like all like
gel? I know, but
gel.
It's still kind of like, it's kind of like goes together that like the...
We
like
go the, together.
Sorry. Okay.
So, Abby, let me test...
And Grease Lightning, it kind of goes together.
Let me test your marching band knowledge.
Okay.
What song is this?
Ooh, I got one that nobody gets.
What?
I got
never mind, you don't
know.
I got one.
Okay,
go ahead.
What? Continuing on marching band.
Yeah, go ahead. Keep going. Keep going, Abby.
I play bass drum one, the tiniest little bass drum for the tiniest little person.
Yeah.
Drum line. Pretty fun. Pretty fun.
Pretty fun. So you're a drummer then?
Yes, I am.
Drummers are pretty hardcore.
Yeah. You're a drummer.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Pseudo drummer.
Well, after her.
Well, you also
elbow.
Play drum set for Women's Rock Camp?
Yeah, her for. Elbow. We don't like to say woman, we like to say Ladies Rock Camp.
Ladies Rock Camp.
Yes, I did. And yeah, it's fun. I mean, drumming is fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, you agree.
Yeah,
no.
So elbow. What do you get out of drumming?
What do I get?
Yeah.
Well. what do I get? I find it fun. It entertaining.
Yeah.
I actually learned quite a bit just being in marching band, just about like basically paying attention in like lessons, because I have a very good director who teaches us very well.
No man bun.
Percussion director. No, that was my sub. He's moving to
Israel.
San Diego.
Oh yeah, that's
what I heard. That's I don't know if it's true.
San
but.
Diego.
So, don't doubt it. He goes there a lot.
Okay, so thank you for that. Now let's segue over to Emily.
Okay, I have a little story time. So about
Auntie Emily's story time.
Okay. Yes, exactly. So about a year ago, we were like going to like this TV station to film like a holiday gram. And
interesting.
Yeah, I had
she
like
means all of us on air. Right
I now. Had like laryngitis.
Cause,
like,
whooping
I was
cough.
So sick, but I like went up there and then we were singing Rudolph, mm-hmm. and I was like really trying, but my voice was just like dead.
And Abby was lip syncing.
No, I was not. I was singing.
You were doing watermelon.
No, I wasn't.
I was going like crazy, like da da.
No, I was not. Reindeer had a very shiny nose.
Okay, nobody else.
And if you ever saw him.
Oh my God.
You'd even say it was.
Okay,
anyway.
Answer the phone. Answer the phone.
And,
WMFO.
Hello?
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 Hello, hello, yes. Hello?
Yes, I can.
Put them on air.
Hello?
We have a call.
Okay, let's just keep going. Okay.
Ooh, I'm not sure. You'll probably have to call back when the staff is here. Sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, Emily. Emily, continue.
Okay, back to my story. So then after, the lady at the front desk offered us chocolate. And so we each took a piece.
Yeah.
And then we handed the box back to her. Mm-hmm. And then she was like, ooh, I'm going to have to hide these. Because we took
half the box.
We took four.
She offered it to us. She gave us a box.
She
like,
signed
yeah.
up for it.
Yeah.
We're kids.
And then you guys didn't eat any of it, so
well,
I had to
ask her.
It was
nasty chocolate in my defense.
It wasn't good. I don't know
I
who she signed up from. I don't know who would want it.
Yeah. 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 She had to hide the box of chocolate from us.
Because an angry mob would be going after you.
Oh my God. She's like, ooh, I have to hide these.
In our defense, well, not in our defense, just like
she
knew what was going to happen. I mean, she was like, offered some and then we all took one. Like,
yeah.
What do
yeah.
you expect?
Okay, is this like a Senate debate?
No, but
oh,
it should
no.
be.
Oh, Lord. Actually, speaking of Senate debate, everybody, 1 minute we have until the next radio program. And, yeah, stay tuned.
How
and
is that speaking of Senate debate?
Because it's politics. Yeah, it's politics.
Oh,
yeah, it's the Senate's politics, right?
No, yeah. I didn't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway,
okay, see you guys later on Radio 10.
Yeah,
tune
so
in Friday 6 o'clock. So
you're regularly scheduled
Friday, 6 a.m. in the morning.
6 a.m. So, and you'll hear Gene on Scene and DJ Carrot Street say goodbye, everybody, to our special guest, Ice Abby and DJ M Dog.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Later.
Goodbye.
All right.
Bye.